Rick Scott, Joe Biden is incoherent, incapacitated and confused amid inflation. By Wendell Hasebo on May 10, 2022. Senator Rick Scott, RFL, on Tuesday said President Biden's cognitive ability is of real concern amid his struggle to tamp down 40-year high inflation. Joe Biden is unwell. He's unfit for office. He's incoherent, incapacitated and confused, Scott said in a statement. The most effective thing Joe Biden can do to solve the inflation crisis he created is resign. He doesn't know where he is half the time, Scott continued. He's incapable of leading and he's incapable of carrying out his duties. Period. Polling suggests that Americans agree with Scott. 53% of voters have doubts about Biden's mental ability, a Harvard Caps Harris poll revealed. 62% said Biden is not fit to be president because he is too old. 66% of Democrats said the president is mentally fit. Scott's lack of confidence in Biden's mental ability comes as inflation is likely to cost Americans an extra $5,200 per year, according to Bloomberg. Everyone knows it. No one is willing to say it. But we have to, for the sake of the country. Joe Biden can't do the job, Scott added. Biden will deliver a speech on Tuesday that is expected to accuse Republicans of not having a plan to reduce his inflation. According to economists, beat inflation was fueled last year by spending $1.9 trillion on a coronavirus package and $1 trillion on infrastructure. Republicans love to use inflation as a political talking point. But does anyone have a clue what their plan is to bring down prices? A White House official told Reuters. It will not be the first time Biden has blamed Republicans for challenges he created. Last month, Biden blamed Republicans for blocking his costly spending efforts. I mean this sincerely, name me something the National Republican Party is for, the Associated Press reported. It's not my fault, blame the Republicans, Biden has said in relation to soaring gas prices and 40-year high inflation. In early May, the Democrat National Committee, DNC, also blamed Republicans for Biden's chaotic presidency. While President Biden and Democrats work to lower costs and continue the historic economic recovery made possible by the American Rescue Plan, Republicans have done everything they can to try to stand in the way. Jamie Harrison, chairman of the Democrat National Committee, told The New York Times. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter and Getter @WendellHasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.